You know, lifestyle is a very touchy subject, right? Because someone's lifestyle is very subjective to their experience, is very subjective to desire, and also just a basic daily living. I guess the thing I want to talk about today is I feel like a lot of people's outrage in terms of inflation, in terms of cost of living, is because their desired lifestyle, quote unquote, isn't able to be obliged by it. And yeah, there are situations where there are people out there that are literally doing everything they can and they can barely afford to feed their kids. They can barely afford the essential needs, which the thing is, when you hear the word essential needs from people online and they're complaining about the cost of living and stuff like that, like, I want to feel you, not literally, but I want to feel what you're saying, but their complaining nature, it gives off a vibe that I feel like a lot of things you're complaining about is just you're not able to do a lot of things that you enjoy, and that's a whole lot different than living and essential. It's essential that you do things you enjoy, but you're not entitled to be able to afford everything. And I know that sounds shitty to say. I'm very empathetic towards people that can't afford things. But I do feel like a lot of this complaining online that gets traction of, because no one's going to sit there and be like, no, you don't deserve to live. But at the same time, I do think we're in this mesh of like millennial, Gen Z, because that's a trendy thing on social media, specifically like YouTube, where it's Gen Z's complaining about this, millennials, and then you got boomers, like, no one works hard anymore. And Gen Z, I think I'm a millennial, so I think a millennial is more like, you know, oh, you know, we want to fight for more rights and stuff like that, but we'll show up to work, but under our circumstances. And then Gen Z is just like, I should only have to work 5 hours a week and make, you know, bring 1,000 home. And you're like, you know, there is a generational shift. And I do think there has become a thing where I think we still have to remember the fact that hard work and showing up to whatever your job is, or showing up to whatever that thing is that's going to make you an income, whether that's working hard by yourself, building something, there's still a, no matter, you cannot escape it. There's no escapism. And I was talking this with my girlfriend earlier about, you hear these people talk about how they're so upset that their college degree isn't doing much for them. They can't get a job. They applied for like 50 positions all across the state in 6 months and they can't get a interview. And I feel for them. And look, I'll say I don't have a college degree and I'm okay with that. And it's weird when you are a boss of people that have one and they feel entitled to have a position that they didn't work for, if that makes sense. I do think that college degrees have become, and I do think people think like a college degree equals entitlement to employment. That's not, and like all a college degree does, it's another skill or qualification for a job. Now, there's certain jobs like lawyers, doctors, and very high level, you know, technical stuff that you need that type of discipline, a base understanding before you go into that profession, just so you don't kill someone, you know. But, and my belief is with a lot of things, if a job or a career, if a job really wants to train you to be able to do something, they want to take the time or resources. A lot of these jobs could train a lot of people to do these jobs without degrees. But it's just about the resources. Like, well, why put our money and resources to train someone for a year or two on the job that's going to apply to X, Y, and Z when we'll let the quote-unquote school system take on that debt and resources and stuff. But a lot of this complaint online about people with degrees, I feel for you. But at the same time, I think there's a reality check that a degree does not mean that you have entitlement to employment. And it also doesn't mean that just because you have higher qualifications of education, if the job does not really apply for that, it does not really fucking matter. I hate to break it to you. Someone with 8 years in the workforce working many different jobs is going to have the same opportunity as you with your, you know, bachelor's degree in, you know, adverse science when it's about managing a store or something, you know. Sure, it's typically a sign of hard work, educated in a sense, and all that good stuff, but you aren't just like, I have a higher degree. I have a degree, even if the job doesn't apply to it. I should get hired over you. It's like, that's not really how it works. I think what you realize is people want the system to work in their favor. So they follow the system to work in their favor. But then when they get in the system, they want that favoritism. Troy Taylor. Oh, you need no degree. The only degree you need is them hot flashes. But it's this living epidemic, these college degrees, these generational mindsets. And I think the very unfortunate thing, it creates a lot of complaining on TikTok. I don't really go on Instagram or TikTok, but who knows how much longer they'll be around. But YouTube, it creates this platform where it's just okay to complain about how things are not working in your favor. When in reality, the workforce isn't just designed for what's ideal to what you've been sold. And I think the thing is, people always talk about, I went into this much debt, so I'm entitled to that job. I'm entitled to something. And you went into debt through your university, through your federal student loan, or your whatever loan company, bank, whoever you have that through. You went in through the debt with them. You didn't go through the debt with who you're applying to. So they have no incentive to really, like, that's not their responsibility. And, you know, what's funny about these people, and I think some people got taken places, I think the reality is when these employers are looking at these, you know, candidates for things, they're going to go with people that take the less amount of training, people with the most experience, and it creates a cycle of being fresh out the gate. Doesn't guarantee you, if anything, that's kind of a hindrance. And you still got to work your way up, and almost, I hate to say it, which I think is stupid. I understand, like, information and knowledge you can't put a price on. So being an intern for an extended period of time, working for no money, it's kind of stupid. They're basically just having you around for free and having you do work for free. It's basically unpaid labor. I can't believe it's actually a legal thing. But, you know, obviously, if it's for certain situations, like, the payoff's going to be great. But most people don't really have the ability to just, like, yeah, let me work for you for 4 months for free. Like, that's not, if it's a very high stress, stimulated job that takes your time, like, unless you live at home or have no financial beings, which for most adults is not the case, just to survive out here, you got to make a little something just day by day travel. It's going to be very hard for them to be like, yeah, let's just hire this person, train them and all this shit. Like, it's not as feasible as people may think. And I think a lot of people even admit, if they were employers, and I'm not pro-employer, obviously, but if they were pro-employers, they're always going to choose whatever candidate will give them the least amount of resources they have to apply to make that person do their job. If they could hire someone that they don't have to spend 3 weeks of on-the-job training compared to someone who, after a couple days of getting familiar with the situation, they'll be good to go, they're probably going to choose the latter. Because really, you know, I think a lot of these jobs don't want to really train you. They don't really want to, you know, train you up to the position. It's just, you know, But I think what's annoying, and people from my age, younger, even slightly older, the way they talk, they feel like just because they went to school, they're entitled to a higher salary. They're entitled to more job opportunities. They're entitled. It's like, you should, on paper, you should be able to apply for every low-level, mid-level job and every job that requires your degree. It expands what you can apply for, but it doesn't guarantee that at that place and time, you're what they're looking for. There's these uncomfortable realities we got to accept. And I think when the newer the generation gets, it's less about working to even get to a spot to even understand like what hard work is in the workforce type of thing. I'm not here to say work your life away, but in your younger years, you do have to put the time in to prove, work your way up into certain small capacities, whether it's your career path or not, just to prove to yourself and to prove that you can outwork, outresource, outperform your surroundings. Like, if you can't conquer, if you can't be a big fish in a small pond, you can't really be a big fish in a bigger pond either. And those skills you learn in jobs is going to translate better than the idea of what you learned in a classroom. Because there's no, you know, you could do all the management classes, you could do all the experimental of marketing, until you actually go out there and have to deal with people or have to see what people respond to, you're really never going to really understand how to quote unquote manage or to market in those situations. So when I see these, when I hear a lot of complaining, and I feel for people that have kids and stuff like that, but there was this girl complaining about, I have a, you know, there's no reason why I should not be able to do anything, make it $80,000 a year, 2 degrees, I'm in school while I'm raising 2 kids, our fathers, you know, the baby fathers are not in the picture, whatever, that's big key part left out, and I'm going in for my 3rd degree because I'm unfulfilled in my current one. And I'm like, you going for a 3rd degree because you're unfulfilled in your first two, maybe getting another degree isn't really the issue. And you're basically correlating how much money you make with fulfillment. That's a you problem. I mean, there's none. It's not everyone's. You taking out more debt to go back to school is pretty insane to me with your current situation. You know, I think people are just kind of waking it up to a lot of this stuff. And I'm kind of starting to see more like, damn, like, I'm, you know, empathetic towards not making enough and all that stuff. I feel it, but the complaining about what you feel entitled to because you followed something and you seek the degree and it's not working out the way you want to, maybe change your strategy about what that, of how to use your degree to apply to it. Look, I didn't even graduate college, and I know this. You have to find a way to make your degree apply to the real world. And the crazy part is a lot of people think like, oh, I have this, give me a job. It's like, that's not how that works. You know? Like, I'll say, I've worked at places where my bosses had degrees. And, like, after a year or two, that like they would give us a story. Like when you get hired for certain higher positions, like you'll typically have a lot more vulnerable, honest conversations with people above you. And like I had one, he went to college. I mean, he's probably like in his 40s now. This was years ago, but he's been in this position for like, I think 15 or 20 years, a position that you don't need a degree in, but it was a great opportunity. He worked his way up to the company. He gets paid pretty damn well. It's a pretty damn important position. He had a degree in somewhere. He'd be on a computer all day doing like some coding, technical, you know, whatever stuff. And after like a year or two, he's like, this shit's kind of boring, you know? I'm not really fulfilled. So he's like, you know, let me just, he got a low-level position at a job, worked his way up, blah, blah, blah. And now he's making well over 6 figures, provides for, and he seems like a little like, he's like, this Like, he went to school for 4 years to learn all this math and science and all this stuff. He's like, yeah, but this is a lot more of me. This is a lot more of, you know, I'm active. I'm, you know, it's a high intense environment, which some people turns people. Some people, they enjoy it. It keeps you stimulated. And, you know, I remember him telling me the story, and I'm like, that was like one of those awakening moments where he's like, where you're like, hey, always be able to pivot. Always be able to understand, like, something that is sold or taught or whatever your path may have been originally, you gotta be able to pivot. But you're not really gonna come across that if you're just stuck in a bubble where everything is just about education and professor and, like, that real world experience of people that have been through different sides of the fence. And, like, there's a protective aspect where it may get you some. Sometimes having that, all it does, it gives you more freedom to be able to actually see other things you enjoy. And you may find something completely different that pays more, more fulfilling, and more of your thing. So, I don't know. Just all this complaining about the economy, inflation, you can't afford to live, and you're working so much, hustle culture, like, I get it. But you still have to actually work hard. And I will say from my experience, you could kind of tell. I don't want to make a judgment. I could kind of judge through the screen. People that are saying what they're saying, and you actually, like, you know, these people are putting the time in. And some people are like, oh, I worked 50 hours this week. And you're like, did you? You know? And it's like, and they're also the same people like, well, if I'm on the job, you know, I'm only doing the minimum, and I'll stand around for it. So you're just going to stand around for 20 hours and do nothing? Like, you know, maybe that's why you don't get promotions, you know? I don't know. But yeah, welcome to episode 320 of the Off and Beat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe. Hit the notification bell, most important, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to suck some titties. But yeah, recording this on January 13th, 2025, for the archives at 12:53 p.m. Eastern. Yep, good times. Good times. You know, sometimes God works in amazing ways. You know, he's like, you know, you're about to be right there on the streets with them. And then he's like, here's 10K. but yeah, it's odd out here, man. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse about ungratefulness. I just, you know, I'm just tired of seeing. And this is where you got to be careful about your consumption. You just consume. Really what the internet has become is a consumption of unhappy, unfulfilled people trying to warp their unsatisfaction to what's unfair in the world. And they don't even really try as hard as they say they do. I know that's a big blanket statement. I know what it looks like when someone is trying to overcome their circumstances. Like, we all do. And a lot of these people on the internet, it's a safety valve where they're going to get a lot of people behind them. They're going to get follows. They're going to get subscribers. Because it's people that are like, yeah, this world's unfair. Oh, this, that, and the other. And I think the older you get, you're like, yeah, the world is unfair. And you got to play along. You're not going to get the most fairest opportunities where you go. What you realize is your resume in the past does not really matter anywhere you go. You have to reprove yourself everywhere you go. A lot of shit doesn't travel with you, except, you know, AIDS. but, you know, your accomplishments really doesn't do much. I went down a weird rabbit hole. There was a random story that came across my newsfeed, and it was someone I went to school with in high school. He was a football player, and he recently got arrested, like, last week or something for, you know, I, from what it said, you know, domestic battery with a family member, blah, blah, blah. I want to put everyone's business out. He was like, damn, man, like, you know, this person, he went to college. He, you know, he got played football, you know, division one or two. Like, you know, he actually got like real offers. He went, you know. And it's like, you know, you think like, you know, people are living, you know, they go to college, they get into some marketing, they get into some trades, aviation, management, you know, some weird stuff. And you're like, man, and you look at pictures and then you start doing a little bit, you kind of go in the stalker mode. I'm not going to lie, I went a little bit stalker mode. I started like looking up this guy. And he's had multiple instances, like every couple years of this and that. And I'm like, Jesus. And he got me thinking, you know, I started looking at some random ass people, I remember. I was like, let me see if that person had arrests. You know, this person is in and out. This person's having issues. This person is, you know, can't be found, like they're off the map. And you really realize, like, man, like, just to be a functional person in society, be able to provide for yourself, is really an accomplishment these days. And that's why I always like humble myself and always like when things are like, I have been taking care of myself, at least financially. Not saying I have no support or nothing like that, but I have predominantly been taking care of myself for like the past 6-7 years of my life and never been late on payments. Have always been financially, at least when things have gotten tough, it kind of pressure applies that fire on your ass and you find a way to fucking overcome that shit. And that's why I know, like, when you prove that to yourself over and over again, you never feel like you're gonna fall flat on your face, because you know when in doubt, shit hits the fan, you're gonna figure it out and you're gonna adjust whatever to get what you need done. But with people that never had to do that over and over, or they fell one time and they just like get stuck, you know, or you get people in these bad cycles. Like, I was looking like, man, you know, it's crazy how much life changes, how much people fall in the cracks. And people, like, you know, they're probably struggling to get jobs, they're probably struggling to make it out here. People are struggling with a lot of personal things. They can never get out of the situation because they can't afford to live outside of, you know, their parents' house, or they can't afford to live outside their, you know, niche community without support, you know, type of thing. And it's really like, it really just reminds you, like, man, this is a big world out here. And you may not be, you know, you have these people telling you if you don't have 20K in your bank account, you're broke in today's society. It's like, yeah, you may not be the most comfortable, but, you know, a lot of shit would have to happen in a month for you to lose it all too. So, let's keep that in perspective. And I'm not saying get content. I'm not saying just to say, oh, fuck it. You know, if I don't have this, it's never going to. But sometimes, like, hey, things are all right. You're doing probably a lot better for yourself than you think you are. But you have let this algorithm, we have let TikTok, YouTube, social media, the internet tell us that if you aren't this, you are like worthless to society. And if you aren't this, you're this lazy piece of shit. When in reality, it's funny. You know, all these like rich people that are selling you products are saying if you're not lazy having a business, it's because you're lazy and you need to be sitting at home. If you're broke, you don't need to be going to restaurants. If you're broke, you don't need to leave the house. If you're broke, if you wake up broke, you need to be going to work. And it's like, you realize if everyone did these things, no one would buy your shit. sometimes you gotta like, and I'm not, because, you know, I don't get a lot of views right now, but it's always funny to me. There's this thing on YouTube where it's like, YouTube is on easy views mode. And you look at them, it's like 24 views in 4 days. It obviously ain't that easy for you. And this is coming from someone who doesn't get views either. But I'm not going to title, hey guys, Want to become the biggest podcast in the world in 3 weeks? Click here. You know, have some self-awareness with this shit. Be a little, you know. And as a consumer, you got to look like, okay, this person is saying YouTube is on easy mode. Look at the person. Look at the views and the amount of days. Does that really seem like, hey, easy mode? 4 minutes. What the fuck? Yeah. I don't know what is going on. My camera about to fucking die? What the fuck? I don't know. Yeah. Easy mode. Whatever the fuck that means. How is something on easy mode if it ain't easy for you? So yeah. I don't know. It's an odd world out here. I guess for me personally, I'm just kind of someone where you gotta kind of look at the messengers of these things. People calling you broke, you don't have this, you ain't this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, look at them. Without you buying their shit, they ain't shit either. But yeah, there's something wrong with my camera, so I'm gonna end the show here. That was episode 320 of the Offbeat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Over to like, follow, comment, subscribe. Hit the notification bell, most part, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to suck some titties. Yeah, have a great day, morning, night, evening. Yeah, I gotta fix this shit. What the fuck?